由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, friends, and we're glad you joined us.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你今天收听《天路导向》。
We have been going through a series of messages in what is known as the Lord's Prayer.
我们今天将会分享主祷文这一个系列信息的第二讲。
And we saw the importance of the power in prayer.
在上一次节目当中，我们曾经分享过祷告所带出来的能力是几咁重要的。
I want to talk to you today about the fatherhood of God.
到今日，我就想同你分享关于神的父权这一个主题。
One of the most basic elements of the faith in Jesus Christ is the fatherhood of God.
我们信仰耶稣基督其中一个的很基本的元素，就是要承认神的父权。
One of the most distinguishing marks of Christianity is the fatherhood of God to the believers in Jesus Christ.
基督教最明显的标志之一，就是基督徒要在耶稣基督里面去承认神，就是我们的父亲。
One of the most uniquely Christian tenets is being able to call God our Father.
基督教信仰最独特的一点，就是可以称神为天父。
Yet one of the greatest challenges of understanding and comprehending this concept is our experience of our earthly fathers.
但是如果我们要理解和明白这个概念的话，关键是在于我们和自己的爸爸，我们的生父的关系是怎样的。
Those who have grown up with harsh, angry, and hard earthly fathers,
如果有一个人，他的爸爸在他成长的时候是很苛刻、很严厉、很愤怒的话，
will inevitably relate that image to our heavenly father.
那么那个人对天上父亲的理解难免亦都很容易会被扭曲。
Those who have grown up with fathers who are weak-willed, who do not command respect from their children.
如果另外一个人是在一个意志薄弱、缺乏爸爸尊严的家庭里面长大的话，
will most likely relate that image to our Heavenly Father.
这一个人都会非常容易将他爸爸的形象和天父的形象联系起来。
The challenge for all of us is how not to associate our Heavenly Father with our earthly fathers.
对我们来讲，最大的挑战就是不要将天上面的爸爸和世界上面的爸爸联系起来。
But I must say this.
但是我们一定要这样承认。
That those who have grown up with fair, honest, loving, generous, strong, and gentle earthly fathers have a better chance of comprehending the true image of our Heavenly Father.
但是如果你是一个公平、诚实、富有爱心、慷慨、强壮、仁慈的爸爸的保护之下成长，对你来讲，你会更加容易理解天上面爸爸的真实形象。
But even then, our earthly fathers, no matter how wonderful they may be, are but a pale approximation of the true image of our heavenly Father.
不过无论我们的地上面的爸爸有几咁美好，但是当我们要将他们和天上面的爸爸去相比的时候，地上面的爸爸都会显得黯然失色。
Most people use the Lord's Prayer as a kind of magical prayer to get them out of trouble or as a substitute for praying.
有很多人会将主祷文当成他们摆脱困境的咒语或者魔法的祈祷，或者他们会将它当成祈祷的代用品。
But Jesus taught his disciples that when you pray, say, Our Father.
但是当耶稣教导他的门徒怎样去祈祷的时候，他说，你们祈祷的时候要这样说，是说我们在天上的父。
In all four Gospels, Jesus spoke of God as Father 70 times.
在新约四卷福音书当中，曾经记载过70次耶稣称神为他的父亲。
In fact, he used the title of Father all the time, except the one time on the cross when he cried, My God, my God.
事实上，耶稣一直称神为他的父亲。只有一次例外，就是当他被钉在十字架上面的时候，他大声叫话：我的神，我的神。
Why？
点解耶稣会咁样呢
？Because when he said this, he was emphasizing the separation he experienced in being our sin bearer on the cross。
因为耶稣咁样讲，系强调咗佢喺十字架上面系担当咗我哋嘅罪恶。让我们与神分离的时候那种的痛苦。
The Aramaic word that Jesus would have used here, the word Abba, which carries an intimate and deeply personal connotation.
在圣经原文的阿兰文当中，耶稣用阿巴父的这个词语来表明他和神亲密无间的关系。
At the time of Jesus' earthly life, this was a radical view of God.
如果在耶稣在世的那一个年代用这种称呼去称呼神的话，是非常激进的。
This was a new revelation of God.
而这一种也都是神向人全新的启示。
The Jews knew God as the father of their nation.
犹太人是会将神看成他们民族的父亲。
For example, Isaiah 63:16 declares, For you are our father.
比方说，以赛亚书第63章第16节这样说，你是我们的父。
In fact, the entire Gospel of Matthew is written from the view of showing Israel as the son who rejected the father.
事实上，在马太福音整卷书当中，他撰写的角度是从一个拒绝爸爸的儿子的角度来写成的。
Israel as the son who was in disobedience to the father.
以色列就好像一个悖逆不道的仔那样。
But Israel as the son who is now replaced by Jesus Christ, the true son.
然而，神的真的仔耶稣基督代替了以色列作为神的儿子的地位。
Jesus Christ is the Son whose perfect obedience brought along many brothers and sisters, namely all of those who believe in him.
圣子耶稣基督就是因为他完全的信服，带领了所有相信他的人成为弟兄姊妹。
Those who accept his death on the cross as for them.
凡接受耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上面的人。
Those who will follow and obey him.
凡愿意跟随耶稣基督、信服耶稣基督的人。
They and they alone can call God Father.
只有他们，只有他们才可以称神为天父。
They are able to say that because of their faith in their older brother Jesus.
他们因着他们对兄长耶稣基督的信心，他们可以称神为天父。
Jesus and Jesus alone can get you adopted by his father.
只有藉着耶稣，你才能够成为天父的孩子。
Jesus and Jesus alone can bring you to the Father.
只有藉着耶稣基督才能够将你带到父神面前。
Jesus and Jesus alone can make it possible to call God Father.
唯有藉着耶稣基督你才能够称神为天父。
Listening friends, listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细咁样听我同你讲嘅嘢。
The Bible tells us that without the shed blood of Jesus Christ, there can be no forgiveness of sin.
圣经曾经话俾我哋听，如果我哋冇耶稣基督嘅宝血嘅话，我哋嘅罪就唔能够得着赦免。
Without the shed blood of Christ, repentance is not accepted in the sight of God.
如果冇耶稣基督嘅宝血嘅话，神就唔会接受我哋嘅悔改。
Without the shed blood of Christ, there can be no true restoration.
如果耶稣基督冇倾流过佢嘅宝血嘅话，我哋就冇真正嘅救赎。
Without faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we cannot call God Father or receive forgiveness.
如果我哋唔相信耶稣基督所倾流出嚟嘅宝血，我哋就唔能够将神称为我哋嘅父亲，我哋嘅罪亦都唔能够得着赦免。
Listen again, my listening friend.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你仔细咁样听我去讲。
Remorse or decisions to change are not the same as biblical repentance.
懊悔或者系下决心去改变自己，同埋去喺神面前去认罪悔改，其实完全唔系一样噶。
Biblical repentance says the following.
圣经所讲的悔改，它的意思是这样讲。
I cannot have salvation without Jesus.
除了耶稣以外，我们并不能够得着拯救。
I cannot be a changed person without the power of Jesus.
如果不借着耶稣基督的大能，我就没办法成为新造的人。
And what I'm going to tell you is of vital importance.
我所讲的这一点是非常的重要的。
If we cannot name Jesus' name, we cannot get the blessings that Jesus brings.
如果我们不是靠着耶稣基督的名字，我们就无法得到他所带来的福分。
If we are ashamed of Jesus' name, God the Father will be ashamed of us in the day of judgment.
如果我们在人前面不去承认耶稣基督的名号，天父亦都要在末日审判的时候不去认翻我们。
If we are anxious to avoid his magnificent name, then there is no true repentance and therefore no true restoration.
如果我们一味这样去否认耶稣的伟大的名字，我们就不能够真诚地去悔改，亦都无从得到真正的赦免和更新。
Without Jesus, repentance is a mere human effort that has no power with God.
如果不是耶稣的话，所谓的悔改只不过是人为的努力，而丝毫都没有神的大能作为在其中的。
Let me tell you why.
让我告诉你为什么。
Jesus' name is power.
耶稣的名是带着能力的。
No one can call God Father who does not have Jesus as his Savior brother.
如果我们不将我们的兄长耶稣称呼为救主的话，我们就不能够称呼我们的圣父为爸爸。
Our Heavenly Father is a very compassionate, loving, graceful, and merciful God.
我们在天上面的爸爸是满有怜悯、满有慈爱，亦都满有恩典的神。
But he wants people to come to him his way, not their way.
但是他想人去按照他的方式去归向他，而不是按照人自己想象当中的方式。
In fact, Jesus paints a magnificent picture of what our Heavenly Father is like in Luke chapter 15.
事实上，在路加福音第十五章当中，耶稣生动地描绘了天父的形象。
Jesus said there was a father.
耶稣说有一个爸爸。
Jesus was painting a picture of his father.
在那个时刻，耶稣在描绘着他爸爸的形象。
This father was loving, caring, compassionate, patient, long-suffering, slow to anger, and quick to forgive.
他所描绘的爸爸是一位充满慈爱、充满怜悯、长久忍耐、不轻易发怒， 而且乐于饶恕的爸爸。
But when his son decided to leave home in rebellion, the father let him go.
但是当他的仔不听话，决意离家出走的时候，这一位的爸爸没有拦阻他。
While he waited for his son day in and day out,
只是这一位爸爸却是天天这样去等待他的仔回来。
He never forced him to come back.
他从来没有逼他的仔回来。
While his heart was broken over his son's rebellion,
虽然他的心是因为他的仔的叛逆而被破碎。
He never sent his servants to bring him back.
但是他从来都没有打发他的仆人去将他的仔叫回来。
While he longed for his son to come back,
虽然他不断不断地盼望着他的仔会回家。
He never changed his own standards of forgiveness to suit his son.
他却没有为了迁就他的仔而降低他饶恕的尺度。
Only when the son came into repentance, the father's way, was he able to experience his father's love and forgiveness.
他只有等待他的仔按照着他的尺度来悔改的时候，他的仔才能够体验到他爸爸的慈爱和饶恕。
Listen carefully, my listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细听我去讲。
You have to come to God in God's way.
你要寻找神，必定要按照着神的方式。
If the prodigal son got to about a mile from the house, but never made it all the way to the father's eyesight,
如果那一位浪子去到离开屋企一里路之外就停低了，而没有一直去到他爸爸面前的话。
If the prodigal son sent someone to speak to his father on his behalf,
如果这一个浪子只是打发人向他爸爸带一个口信的话，
He might just as well stay away in the far country.
这样不如他继续留在那个偏远的地方了。
He had to come to the Father, the Father's way.
他必须要按照他爸爸的方式去翻翻去他爸爸面前。
And our Heavenly Father's only way for accepting us, forgiving us, and restoring us is through the shed blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
同样我们的天父要接纳饶恕更新我们唯一的方式，就是要借着他的仔耶稣基督所流出的宝血。
No amount of tears or remorse will bring about true forgiveness unless these tears are tears over the pain and the suffering that our sins caused God.
再多的眼泪和懊悔都不能够为我们带来真正的宽恕，除非我们知道神是因我们的罪受苦，以至于流出忧伤痛悔的眼泪。
For our sins cost him the blood of his only son.
而且神为了赦免我们的罪，他付出了他独生爱子的宝血作为代价。
Feeling sorry for your wrongdoing is not true repentance.
如果你单单为了你所做的错事而感到遗憾或者不好意思的话，这一样不是真正的悔改。
And Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father.
而耶稣是这样说，当你们祈祷的时候，你们要这样讲话，我们在天上的父。
Do you remember the older brother in the story in Luke 15?
不知你还记不记得在路加福音第十五章里面的那位大儿子呢？
The older brother stayed home.
那个大仔一直都留在屋企里面。
He probably went to church and did his chores and outwardly did all the right things.
这一个大仔可能在今日来讲就是一个时常按时回教会做家务，在表面上面没什么不好的人。
The father tried to assure the older son that everything the father owned is his.
个爸爸向他保证爸爸所拥有的一切都是属于个大仔的。
The father tried to assure him that by Jewish law, he was entitled to twice as much as his repentant brother.
爸爸亦都向他保证根据犹太人的律法， 大仔应该得到细仔相配的产业。
The father tried to assure the older son of his love for him and his affection toward him and his interest in him.
爸爸亦都向大仔去肯定佢对佢大仔嘅喜乐，对大仔嘅袒护，对大仔嘅关切。
But the older son's pride perverted him from enjoying all the benefits that are at his disposal.
但是这个大仔的骄傲让他失去了享受丰富的喜乐。
Do you know what the problem was?
不知你知不知道问题究竟出现在哪里呢？
The older son did not believe what his father said and was trying hard to earn what was his for the asking.
问题是出于大仔根本不相信他爸爸所说的话，反而个大仔想靠着自己的努力来赚取本来就属于他的产业。
Thus, he forfeited his privileges.
结果是他丧失了他所拥有的原来的特权。
In fact, the older boy is the most pathetic of the two sons.
事实上，个大仔其实先至是最可怜的一个。
The older boy is a picture of a poor, pathetic person who may be a regular churchgoer.
这个可怜的大仔在今日来讲，可能就是那一些只是懂得固定参与教会活动的人的写照。
A person who wants to believe in God his way or her own way.
他代表了那一些想照着自己的方式来相信神的人。
A person who tries hard the wrong way.
他们曾经努力尝试，但是用错方法。
Or a person who takes his father for granted.
或者他将他爸爸当成理所当然是在他身边的爸爸。
Yet the father was broken-hearted over the older boy as much as the younger when he was in the far country.
但是这一位父亲却为着他的大仔伤透了心，就好像他曾经为他的仔流落异乡的伤心的情况一样。
I want you to notice something important here.
请你注意，这一点是非常重要的。
All of the disobedience and the denial does not change the love of the father.
叛逆同埋拒绝并不能够改变父亲的爱。
But the waiting of the father will be in vain if we try to modify his way.
但是当我们要修改神的方式的时候，我们就会让父亲去空等。
Or twist his way.
当我们扭曲了神的心意的时候，我们亦都会让父亲去空等。
Because his way is not open to modification or change.
因为神的作为并不可以随意更改的。
The little phrase, our father, reduces all of the complications of life to a very simple relationship.
我们在天上的父，这个称呼使得我们原本复杂的人生变成了和天父之间单纯的关系。
Do you have that simple relationship?
你有没有拥有到这一种单纯的关系呢？
Jesus said when you pray, say, Our Father.
耶稣说你们祷告的时候，你们要说我们在天上的父。
Can you say that when you pray?
不知道你祈祷的时候可不可以这样说呢？
Jesus' original hearers knew that the role of the Father is to be the provider, a protector, and a director of his family.
耶稣的门徒明白父亲的角色应该是一位家庭的供应者、保护者和导师。
Having God for my Father means an end to all of my fears.
让神成为我的父亲就意味着消除了一切的恐惧。
There are many people in the world who are frightened of their deity, but I'm not afraid of my father.
世界上面有好多人对神有一种莫名其妙的恐惧，但是我对天父 却系丝毫都唔惊嘅。
Because of who my father is, I am not afraid. Period.
因为佢就系我嘅爸爸，所以我唔惊。问题就系咁简单。
Not only that, my heavenly Father takes away my fears.
依个唔单止系因为天父除去咗我嘅恐惧。
But he gives me all the hope and the confidence I need and banishes my uncertainty.
天父更加是带来了我所需要的希望、信心和驱除了我一切的怀疑。
In my Father, I have protection.
在天父的怀抱里面，我得到保护。
In my Father, I have salvation.
在天父里面，我得着救赎。
In my Father, I have joy unspeakable, even in the midst of pain.
在天父里面，就算在痛苦中间，我仍然有讲不出来的喜乐。
Not only that, when God is my Father, I have hope and protection.
不单只是当神成为我父亲之后，我有了希望和保障。
But thirdly, when God is my Father, I have companionship.
第三是因为当神成为了我的爸爸之后，我有了良朋益友。
Your family may reject you.
你的家人可能会排斥你。
Your friends may forsake you.
你的朋友可能会离弃你。
But your heavenly Father never, never, never leaves you nor forsake you.
但是你的天父永永远远都不会离开你、丢弃你。
Jesus said in John 14:21.
在约翰福音第十四章二十一节，耶稣这样讲：有了我的命令又遵守的，这一个人就是爱我的。爱我的必定会得到我父亲爱他，并且我的父亲要向他显现。
Not only that, when God is my Father, I have no fear.
当神成为我的爸爸之后，我不单止不再惧怕。
But finally, when God is my Father, I have His provision.
而且最终，当神成为了我的爸爸之后，我得着他的供应。
All the resources of heaven are available to God's children.
神会打开天上面的窗户，去供应他儿女的需要。
The problem is that we don't trust Him to be our heavenly supplier.
问题在于我们是否相信祂是我们属天的供应者。
The word our Father means that God is eager to hear us.
我们在天上的父这个称呼意味着神很愿意听我们的呼求。
Do you know God as your Father?
你知不知道神就是你天上面的父亲呢？
It is my prayer that you do that today.
我不断祈祷愿你今日去认识佢。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下次再会。